Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, cure and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead inside a house, 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics, killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. With the man in the street, calling his feet, I'm the man in the street. Calling his feet with the man in the street. Calling his feet, I'm the man in the street.
Call in and speak with the man in the street. This is Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 2. And for those sending in music commercials, you name it, you can send it to emaxxradio at gmail.com. You can Facebook Jeff Kilroy. Also, that Q period is Music Activism News, acronym, abbreviation. Also, you can Facebook Joseph Motley, KR period, Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com for all those listening. We appreciate you. You can feel free to also hit us up at 646-478-0944. That Joseph Motley, KR period on YouTube, or Joseph P. Motley Jr. as well on YouTube. Let me give you the three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. Now, right now, before I go to the 216-400 to 216-702, let me at least give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in, we'll say, music, entertainment, other things that caught everybody's attention. Number 10, Brothers to Brother. Number 9, Cleveland Soul, The Comeback. Uncle Red, MC Chill's manager back in the day, got a program out called Cleveland Soul, The Comeback. Received his Lifetime Achievement Award right there on voiceofradio.com during the show that comes on Tuesdays, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which airs on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Eric Scratch Saber Production Wilson was on hand. We had members of Martha LaVert's family. You know, she had passed, Mama LaVert, as they called her. She had passed the week before last. They were on hand, too, for that. Number 8, Black House Sounds, The Young African, The Price, I never thought I'd see the day. Those three videos, Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube. Number seven, 216 Music Promotions Night Appreciation with Eric Magnus. Quite a few others received, we will say, honors. That was at the Showroom Lounge on West 25th. That was yesterday, last night. Number six, you can Facebook BDA Video Shoot, which should air this coming Thursday, January 16th, 2020, 6:30 p.m. More than that in just a little while. Number five, Facebook, 4th Annual Women's March Cleveland on the steps of City Hall, January the 18th. Wow. That's also one of those things that's on Facebook. You can also Facebook join with Out Now Contingent at Women's March as well as Women's March Cleveland. More on those in just a little while. Number four, you can Facebook Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Extravaganza 2020. More than that, just a little while. Number three, you could Facebook Throwback Tribe Agency Presents Dope Decade Showcase, which happened last Saturday at the Tobo Hibachi and Sushi downtown. Number two, Facebook Troops Out Now, No War with Iran. That happened at the Federal Building with the Cleveland Peace Actions Network. Man in the Street was spark of speaking at that one. And number one, Biggest Jump, had some busloads of some people who left out of this area. You could Facebook Protest Trump in Toledo, Trump Pence Out Now. That was Thursday, January 9th. I believe that was 1 to 4 p.m. down in Toledo. Some of the things that made some news, some of the things that are still making news. I also want to take the time and let people know before I go to the first phone caller that so if you choose, that's if you choose, one of those things that is coming up is the Women's March Cleveland, Northeast Ohio 2020. That's Saturday, January the 18th. Obviously, 2020 at the steps outside of Cleveland City Hall at 10:30 a.m. And that will have speeches and a noon march to Public Square, where you can find that on Facebook. You can telephone 216-659-0473. They are definitely dealing with Black Women's PAC President Elaine Goldston and writer and reproductive rights activist Mallory McMaster. Council people so far, Matt Zone, Joe Jones, nonpartisan anniversary event, which will feature Cleveland Rape Crisis Center President and CEO Sandra Miller, State Rep Juanita Brett of Cleveland, Reverend Tony Miner as keynote speakers, State Senator Nikki Antonio of Lakewood, a women's rights advocate who pushes for public policy changes in the state legislature for the betterment of women and others, is the opening speaker. Northeast Ohio Homeless Coalition. You'll probably have other groups like Black on Black Crime Incorporated, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Imperial Women's Coalition, National Congress of Black Women, Cleveland Chapter, Black Lives Matter, Greater Cleveland Independent Black Journalists, International Women's Day March, Cleveland League of Women Voters, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Move to Amend, Peace National Congress of Black Women, BMAD, Protecting Our Children's Safety, Refuse Fascism Ohio, Northeast Ohio Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign, Organize Ohio, Badass Teachers, Coalition to Stop the Inhumanity in the Cuyahoga County Jail, Action Together Lakewood, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, Stop Targeting Ohio's Poor, Black Man's Army, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Ohio, and the Black Women's PAC of Greater Cleveland. And there's so many groups, and then you wonder, hey, how do you stay so dang busy? It's because there's so much going on. There's so many different groups. If I don't get out there to back some of you and some of those groups up, how the hell do I expect some of those groups to back me up at different times? Life Obstacles is Saturdays, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Common Sense Radio Show is Sundays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. MC Chill Talk is Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. All three on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can Twitter Alfred Porter Jr. Number one, Alfred Porter Jr. one, and Instagram Jr. Period Alfred Porter. Let's see who's at. If I go to the 216-702, who's at that 216-400? 216-400. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I'm doing fine, and I'm looking forward to Martin Luther King extravaganza. So you can let the people know what it is.
And oh, they, you're talking about...
Yes.
What's upcoming on Wednesday on his actual birthday?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yes, and please invite the lady from East End News.
Oh, East Side News. I should invite
News,
and make
yes.
sure that they definitely are part of that. So you're talking about, if I'm not mistaken, during the Civil Rights era with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., black women was the striving force during this time. There was a lot of planning all the way up until Dr. King was released out of jail. President Kennedy did not let Dr. King out of jail. Come to this event, finally learned who got Dr. King out of jail was keynote speaker Rhonda Crowder. Hattie Porter, will she be able to stick to a poem for just a couple of minutes? We'll find out. Obie Felton, violinist. Councilman Kevin Caldwell, Billy Sharp, Guild Urban League. President, hold on, Angela Woodson, NAACP. Strategy on Dr. King. Oh, wow. A souvenir book will be given to all guests for free. And there will be meals. That's No Box Lunch, hosted by the Inner City Republican Movement, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity. And for contact, you can dial up, Donald Walker Brown, Field General for Black on Black Crime Incorporated, at 216-702-1207, or some other cat by the name of Al Porter Jr. Dial him up. Preferably after this show ends at 216-804-7462. So is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. I thank you for at least giving that one a strong plug. We look forward to seeing you there and hearing you.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Now wait and listen to the rest of the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I've been able to get rid of a couple of certain things, but the one thing that I did not do that is probably kind of vaguely important to everything is I've been able to get rid of, I'll say, a couple of announcements, but you want to do them right. So before I do anything else, I want to put out there into the universe that, of course, you have the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters. That's where that Martin Luther King Jr. extravaganza will be happening, with the doors opening up at 6 o'clock. Program starting at 6:30 at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. You also have youth and family marriage counseling by appointment with Pastor Ernie Harris at 216-835-9704. Survivors, victims of tragedy, grief support. Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repasts under 100 people, please inquire with 216-253-4070, 216-280-3580, or 216-804-7462. Floral arrangements by Maddie B's Flowers, 216-334-9820, or 216-761-4895. Like I say, sometimes I don't say certain things that I should get into, and I at least glad to get rid of a couple of those things. I also want to let people know that should you choose, OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can YouTube, like I was saying before, the Joseph P. Motley Jr., but you can also Facebook Kent and Angelica, the webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. You can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio, Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc., and there, those are the things. I think I've gotten rid of almost everything unless I take it to effect that you can Facebook Alfred Porter, J.R. Period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. With that being said, let's go to 216-702. How are you out there this evening?
What's up, Al? It's Donna Brown, the general. I just called. I just heard Miss Porter give us a plug, but I just called to get an MLK extravaganza 2020 at Black on Black Crime, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Contact person, Alfred Porter, 216-804-7462, or Donna Walker Brown, 216-702-1207. It's going to be an extravaganza. We bringing in Zanzibar to feed the people. We've got Kevin Conwell. Rhonda Crowder is the keynote speaker. We are in the middle of making history and giving the right intellect to the people to know that there was a plan. There was a plan as far as the civil rights movement. It just didn't happen by coincidence. Black women was a strong force that pushed Dr. King, and we just want everybody to know the truth about Dr. King going to jail, and that's why our theme is criminal justice then and now. And we also going to try to have Judge Wanda Jones come in and give us some words of encouragement, since we saying criminal justice, and let's bring a Cleveland current sitting judge to the program. And I just look forward to the people coming out, getting the knowledge, filling their mind and their stomachs with food from Zanzibar. Also, Al, I want to talk about this here council reduction and reducing their salaries. Currently, we need to be against that, because we as the black community are going to take the hard hit. We're only going to have 3 councilmen if this reduction ballot issue actually goes through. The black community, East Side, will only have 3 councilmen. So councilmen will go from 25,000 people a ward to actually having anywhere from 50,000 to 75,000 people a ward. So if you think your councilman you wasn't able to get in contact with him, he going to really have an excuse not to get in contact with you. Now, if we take it from 9, if we go down to 9 from 17, and also I heard a little rumor that Kevin Kelly is around here meeting with Tony George, and they're talking about going down to 13. That would be the compromise off of 17. Well, here go the problem with that. First of all, Tony George's tax dollars are for Westlake. He is not a resident of Cleveland. And the businesses that he has in Cleveland, or the properties that he has in Cleveland, are neglected. So the key to this is we can't let a suburbanite run the inner city or put an initiative that's going to be the detriment to the black community and make it where we will no longer be represented. We'll just have a person in office, and bottom of the line, we've got to fight for it, and we've got to be against it. And if you got any breath or any energy, you need to be talking about you against council reduction. Also, let's talk about their salaries. Yeah, they make $83,000, but if you take them to $58,000, then their daddies would be big business, just like Tony George, the one who's trying to destroy our city. They will not answer to the little bitty people no more, because they will have to go out and seek campaign funds from the big boys with the money. So we will become what we want to say, just disposable. All we'll do is vote them in, and big business will be the ones who run them and tell them what to do. So we got to get the message out to the people by any means necessary. This here is not technically Tony George. He is a Republican as of recently in the last 4 years, but I've been a Republican, and I'm going against Tony George for the fact of the betterment of the black community. And like I've always said, when President Trump offends the black community, he offends Donna Brown. Signing out. Peace, love.
Peace and love, and that is none other than Donna Walker Brown. As a matter of fact, by next week, we will be debuting a couple of things from Donna Walker Brown. Right now, she is the State Central Committee candidate for none other than District 21. And when it comes down to it, if it's somebody that I'm looking to bring back, things from downstate, from Ohio into District 21 in our region. It's the Field General Donna Walker Brown. As a matter of fact, the Eastside News even has a couple of stories about her upcoming, it's already online, but in the hard edition newspaper as well. So I'm looking forward to at least making sure I see some of you all where you need to be before I go to the next phone caller at 216-209. I want to throw out there that this coming Wednesday, as well as towards the weekend itself, I will have the End Arbitrator's Bias in Favor of Police that came from the Friedman family. Rest in peace, rest in heaven, Norma Jean Friedman. Her husband is still carrying on that work with Committee for Social Justice, but due to persistent arbitrator's bias in favor of police in their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public, we the underlying advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. That is something that is definitely a major. Before I go to the 216-209, I just want to say I thank you all once again for at least tuning in and making sure you have a viewpoint. I will let people know that one of the things that's coming up, for those who want to know a little bit more about it, you can. We'll be shooting some scenes this coming Thursday between 6:30 to 7:15 p.m. You could go to Facebook and look up, and it's all period, capital letters, BDA Video Shoot, Thursday, January 16th, 6:30 p.m. Might set that up to play a little bit of the track itself before we leave out of here. But basically speaking, Alfred Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, 3342 EMAX, The Image, Eagle Crew Records, Mighty Eagle Crew Records, Eagle Crew, put a song together as an anthem for parents who believe the Bible verse of sparing the rod, spoiling the child, and that 696 kids, DCFS, and child psychologists are fighting against parental and guardian rights. Feel free to bring your child or children to the video shoot, hoodies or hats so the face doesn't have to be shown, on what can be called a parental rights anthem. The song was featured on the radio show called Wet Saturdays. Got a lot of interesting reviews, as well as on the Art McCoy University of Common Sense radio show, which had a lot of people just stunned. As a matter of fact, I'll probably take the time to play a little bit of it in a little while. But I do want to say that I appreciate everybody who at least takes the time to tune in. Like I say, the video will be shot from GMS Hood Famous DVD, Hood Famous TV. But enough of that. I'm going to go to the 216-209. It's probably a child saying, Perretta, where's my... Anyway, 216-209, you're on. How are you doing out there?
Great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey for all those who are listening. I just want to let everybody know we got some more stuff coming this year. You know, just stay tuned. We're putting in the work, putting in some works. We got some stuff coming for you too, Al. So, you know, we talked behind the scenes, and I haven't forgot about you. Just know that. And, everything is going so good. Sometimes you think you want things to move in the direction you want them to move, but it's about what God say. And understanding what obedience is greater than sacrifice. So what you think you can do, you'll be able to do even greater once you be obedient. So, you know, that's just learning that through experience as well. So, you know, all things are well with us this year, and just know that we're planning something big, and we got a few videos coming up pretty soon. And I just want y'all to stay tuned. We got some other stuff out on YouTube, and some music on SoundCloud. You can go to SoundCloud.com and type in BLAQODESSY. few songs that have not, and a lot of people haven't heard. It's just on SoundCloud.
Okay.
And then you can check out some YouTube videos on YouTube by putting in BLAQODESSY. And stay tuned. We got some more stuff coming up. We got something coming up for Key Cash soon. So y'all should really like this video. Get ready to work on concepts and things for that real soon. So, like I said, it's a lot of stuff we're planning this year. And same as I said last time, and same from Status Quo, because this year is just like December 32nd for us. So, you know, we're going to keep the ball rolling.
I'm in. I'm glad to hear from you, man. I will have to have something. Definitely play that. May you keep on rolling throughout this new year. Thank you for staying busy.
It's no problem. That's what I have to do. And thank you for being here for us, Al.
Hey, no problem at all. Definitely feel free to hold the line. And I promise you, we should have something that you like. Just give me a few moments. Thank you.
I sure will.
As I decide to check out, because of the interesting number that I see, 216-200, 216-200, how are you doing?
And I let you get some comfort.
Pretty good, pretty good.
I didn't get some
comfort. Hello?
Hey, what's happening with you? I'm here.
Okay. Just tuning in, hearing everything, top on here. Basically want to thank everybody for, you know, what they doing good and all the positive things going on. How you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. But tell me, how are you doing out there? You've been pushing pretty well because I've seen you in so many different things. I saw you at the Home Going. That's right. I did talk a lot about the Home Going for Harold Stallworth's mom last week. Not 2 months often do you have anybody running for office, including State Central Committee, helping serve the people, family members, and others. Had you come through, Joe Little of the legendary Rude Boys, D'Anero. So tell me what's been going on with you, fam.
Nothing, pretty much just been writing and trying to track up an album. I heard y'all say something. Y'all got something going on this Thursday or so.
That's right. As a matter of fact, let's go back to the drawing board because we will be planning to have part of our video shoot at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters on this coming Thursday. It's going to be like a party atmosphere. Around, I'll say, 6 o'clock. We also have something that I know you'll want to be a part of, which is none other than the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Extravaganza, which is Wednesday. And it'll be this coming Wednesday where you'll have the doors open up at 6. Zanzibar is providing the dinner. Wow. And you'll have people like Billy Sharp, the president, Guild of Urban League, Hattie Porter's doing a poem, Angela Woodson, Obie Shelton is the violinist, will be on hand, keynote speaker Rhonda Crowder, editor of Who's Who in Cleveland. You also will have the Kevin Conwell Band, and closing remarks from Donna Walker Brown. And before you even ask, you can put your money away. It is free and open to the public, so we'd love to see you come back down there for that.
Okay. Yeah, I most definitely will show up for either Wednesday or Thursday. I'm going to show up.
Got you. So with that being said, what's going on in the area you're in? Because right now, you're keeping the theme of Al Porter, Man in the Streets alive, because you're definitely in the streets.
No, I'm always either at work doing music with Mr. Joe Motley. Basically, just staying active and, you know, trying to take care of business. Wanted to tune into the show to listen to what's going on. I actually got to be at work tomorrow, too. So I'm trying to keep in touch with what's going on so I can keep showing up to the event.
Hey, then we look forward to that, and thank you for tuning in. And, of course, can you give us your rap name and break down what each initial stands for? We ready.
Yes, well, my rap name is LSD, and it means, you know, life, struggles, and depression. There's three different elements of life that everybody goes through, and I rap about that.
Says, we appreciate you. Feel free to hold the line. I'm sure we'll have something for you.
Sorry, okay. Yes, sir, we'll do.
No problem, no problem. This show is going so fast, I'm going to go to the 216-534 phone number. 216-534, probably mad because you're like, hey, what's happening? And I didn't get a chance to do certain things. Before we do that phase of it, I'll tell you what. Because sometimes things happen the way they do. Let's take things out here. Since it hasn't been added to the playlist yet, I'm going to make sure that it does go out and that people can at least take a listen to it. It was recorded, basically speaking, for parents. This is coming live out of the studio. Not yet loaded in, but that BDA song, hopefully it really speaks for itself.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Okay.
boys, the trainers, Gucci crew too.
Of you who, this is a new year, all right? It's a new year. I might even go back to phone lines because I don't really get a chance to do that often. But before anybody gets overly upset with me, let's put it into context. Last Wednesday or Thursday, I think some youth got arrested because they decided to play a nice little prank in Cleveland Heights on the mom, act like a break-in, everything else. Last week, also, you had a group of teens, I think some young ones as young as 12 years old, carjacked a gentleman and beat the hell out of him. You had some teens try to carjack a woman, and the only reason they couldn't carjack the woman in Detroit Avenue was because they couldn't drive a stick shift. And my thing is this, as a mentor, activist, sometimes a person who's had to be a father figure for young people, my belief is, in seeing how things were then and now, okay, hold on, infamous shout out, Mr. Tanker, you call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air doing my radio show. You get an infamous shout out, Mr. Anthony Tanker. Anyway, back to the other thing, less than 2 minutes. A lot of times, in my personal humble opinion, we have a lot of people will come through and say something like, you know, I took whippings coming up as a child, and it's a shame how they did me, and you shouldn't do your child the same way. And then you ask the person who got whippings as a child, who's speaking as an alleged, I will say, college graduate, what have you, ask them, oh, so you got weapons and it was abusive? Yes, it was. So, did you go to college? Yes, I was the first one in my school. As a matter of fact, I went to college and so did my brothers and sisters. Okay. And what else? And I'm married. And if it's a lady, she might say, well, I don't have children because, well, growing up, I was taught, and you got your education, you have a house, you have a few other things, and you're saying that the non-sparing of the rod was so detrimental. Say what? Anyway, with that being said, maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree. Maybe I'm the bad person here. I might be. But a lot of times we, from my standpoint, guardians and parents of children, go into the club to argue about who can pull who from whose generation, smoking blunts with them, is very interesting. I've been in visuals where I've seen the parent get up there and say, you know something, I'm going to do what my baby would do if my baby was still alive, blast that music and do the dog. Don't tell me it hasn't happened, because I was there for one of those things. I think I have been. And I'm wondering if things have gotten out of hand, because it used to be the time if a child said, I'm dialing 696 kids, the parent would say, oh, no problem. Tell them I did this when they get here. So I don't know. Maybe I'm off kilter. Somebody will help me out. I'm going to 216-400. Once again, if 216-400 wants to say I was way off track, you can. 216-400, what are your thoughts?
You know, my thoughts. Mr. Porter, because if I hadn't done what I did,
to correct you, you would have beat me. And you know that's the truth. Because I was not going to pray and ask God to give me a son and then turn around and let that son come out to be a thug. No, I didn't ask God for a thug. I asked him for a son. And so I'm thankful. Things might not have been easy, but I look at it like this. If I hadn't done what I did and corrected you with God's help, I didn't want you in prison or what have you. So I did what I had to do, and I thank God that I did it, and I don't care what anybody else say or think. You are here, and that's important, and you're serving others, and you're doing an excellent job. And I thank God that I was strong enough to stand for what I believed, and I still stand to this day. And I'm very proud of you for your accomplishments. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Anyway, I'm going to go back to the phone line of 216-702. They'll probably tell me a few things about myself. I probably got something wrong with that record. In the midst of that song, because of the type of record it was, if you're wondering, for those who have a Google or you want to check it out, if you look up Miami bass, you'll see that the drum patterns in that Miami bass was very popular from around 1985 to around 1996-ish. And Luke and the Two Live Crew, DJ Magic Mike, so called a lot of groups that had that down south sound, even from the ATL, not just Florida, because it was patterned after Soul Sonic Force, Planet Rock. They came and went with their style, classic style, and then it just became a whole other subgenre. So I had to give tribute to some of the Miami bass artists in the middle of the record, because 71 North, they came into the game late with it, but the Cleveland Shuffle, Booty Bounce, that's Miami bass. That's why they called 71 North and said that they're the first Miami bass group. So it was just one of those things. That maybe I was out of place with it. I'm going to the 216-702. They might tell me that it's all right for, you know, parents. And I've been wrong before, you know, smoked blunts or trees or herb or drove with the youngins, and that maybe even guardians, you know, I know their guardians who end up taking care of their children. They shouldn't be beating on those poor children, because they're, well, I don't know, this might even be a 216-702. It might be a 696 kids worker who can tell me how wrong I was. 216-702, I'm at your mercy. How are you? I can see 216-702 probably said, they're probably letting people know what a bad guy I was on that record. That's why I'm going to 216-209. 216-209, you can at least tell me how wrong it was. I'm ready. And that's the one thing I like, is when I can get myself into all kinds of different interesting things and circumstances. My thing is, for those who decided to listen in and keep a listen, I appreciate you so much. 216-200.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on?
Damn, look at you.
Oh, you're cutting
me. 216-200. Woo! Look how he cutting.
Oh, wow. So what game is on right now in the NBA, unless it's a wrestler beating somebody else? So I'm going to go and do the smart thing right now, which is, I haven't played it for a little while, so why not play this particular track? We're going to keep praying for Black Ice.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow, let's talk to you. For a minute, keep praying.
new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to break. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme, gimme. To the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
And as a follow-up, that was Keep Praying from Black Odyssey. They have a lot of new material on the way. And for those who need to take a look at only like a 10-foot ladder for this soapbox, because it doesn't take a whole lot to get, but nearly after a year after he was indicted on a string of charges, including theft in office, prosecutors now say the head of human resources for Cuyahoga County participated in witness intimidation and retaliation. Hold on a second. Hey, brother, Holy, the artist known as Holy, Antonio Solomon. Did you have the nerve to call me while I'm live on the air doing a radio program? You get an infamous shout out for that. So anyway, the allegations against the head of human resources for Cuyahoga County participated in witness intimidation and retaliation, as the allegations were part of a 49-page court filing in the criminal case against Chief Talent Officer Douglas Dykes. Now, Dykes was indicted last January 2019 for theft in office, tampering with records, falsification, and obstruction of official business. Now, despite the charges, he continues to lead the county's human resources department. It was in that role prosecutors with the state attorney general's office said that Dykes involved himself in both the planning and the execution of the firing of Maggie Keenan last month. Keenan worked for the county for more than 12 years, was the director of the Office of Budget and Management. Prosecutors said Keenan and another county employee contacted investigators with concerns Dykes approved an illegal bonus payment to another employee. That bonus is the basis for the criminal charges against Dykes. In the court filing, prosecutors called Keenan an important witness in the criminal investigation of Dykes' conduct. They also said it was well known inside the county administration, building that Keenan believed Dykes broke the law. And they said that prosecutors apparently said Dykes took part in the firing with a smile on his face and told employers, no, he told other employees, get her out of here. So Dykes' presence, demeanor, and actions before Keenan and her staff had a clear, unmistakable message to court employees. If you talk to law enforcement about Cuyahoga County's officials, there will be consequences for you. Now, here's the thing, though. It looks like Keenan also warned top county officials, including County Executive Armand Budish, of concerns about overcrowding and a critical shortage of nurses in the county jail. And that was like 2 months later, nearly almost 60 days later, the first of 8 inmates died that year. And since then, 11 past and current jail employees have been indicted for crimes. So it looks like what they're looking at is that a lot of things they personally feel that I believe the Attorney General's office, they say, and they believe that the evidence when presented to a jury of voters will easily but unfortunately establish that she was the victim of illegal retaliatory conduct by the Budish Mason administration. In other words, basically speaking, all they're saying is what we already said before, which was we kind of told you so. We weren't going out there just to be going out there. We went out there because we knew then that as of right now, absolute power, basically speaking, corrupts. It showed that. That's all I can say. I also want to take the time to say and thank the fact that for those who've been with this program before, you might have remembered a few months ago, I was talking about how Man in the Street, Donald Walker Brown, who's the State Central Committee seat, District 21 candidate, March 17th, that's when you vote, but vote in advance by absenteeism if you choose. He's been picked by Man in the Street staff and well enough that, hey, happened to be a co-manager to the campaign. But she was out there, Brother Art McCoy, Alex DR took us to the fellow's compound, as Donald Walker Brown called it, a few mansions on there, for a meet and greet, private meet and greet with the Governor Mike DeWine. And if you remember, we talked about the layout of the food, a live performance of a young lady who was very excellent on the guitar. And the reason I'm saying that is because we met him. He was very humble. Had met him a couple of times beforehand, so that was nothing new. But the fact of the matter was that when they, ODOT, the Department of Transportation, pulled all of these lights down in East Cleveland, and East Cleveland couldn't figure out a speed limit or let's put another light up here and there off of the budget or to work hard on it, Brother Art McCoy felt comfortable. Black on Black Crime Incorporated approved it. They said, hey, look, you've got almost 20 streets. No light. Somebody's going to get killed. So Governor Mike DeWine received a letter from our organization. The freaking day that there was contact made, Nolan, the family and friends affectionately called her Pumpkin. You remember we spoke on it. The day before New Year's Eve, she was run over by a hit-and-run driver in East Cleveland, that stretch, Strathmore and Euclid. Follow me on this. Now, as soon as she was hit, another letter went back out. They had made contact, our organization had made contact with Governor Mike DeWine's people, who hit us back immediately, and Brother Art was like, hey, I thought you said you would care for the least of the. He reached out. It's almost a day late and a dollar short. Mike DeWine came to East Cleveland. Now, Tara Nolden, who was the 37-year-old mother of seven who passed at the intersection at the Ohio Department of Transportation, ODOT, and it removed the traffic light at the corner. Well, it's good that many community members came back. City Council was there. I think Hayes Flowers gave Brother Governor DeWine floral bouquet and all of that. But we were able to see the governor come through the city of East Cleveland and at least pledge to do other work and then meet on other things that were happening. That was a very important thing that came through, and that was a blessing in itself. My thing is, when you see certain things happen, it's a beautiful thing. I don't know how well this is going to work, but I just want to let people know about people power real quick because that's important. I do want to also go and say that, you know, you can use all kinds of things, I guess, to get Ohio medical marijuana program. It's very interesting that unable to find it on the football field, long-suffering Browns and Bengals fans are trying an alternative route for relief from the Browns and Bengals always losing. For medical marijuana recommendations, one of them was the Cincinnati Bengals Cleveland Browns fandom, which say, I don't know if it'll work, but they say that those fans have legitimate health issues or conditions that traumatic experience being a Browns and Bengals fan, they try to get, I guess, medical marijuana to be considered as health relief for reasons to be in a person. If that works, wow, that would be very interesting. I want to thank everybody who tuned in. I really thank you all, you know, for the Facebook Troops Out Now, No War with Iran, Cleveland Peace Action, Carl Stokes Brigade, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Man in the Street said, you know, there was a lot that needed to be said. So I was glad that we got out there. My thing is, I'm a Republican conservative who identifies with our roots, President Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, scripture. But when Democrats didn't attack President Barack Obama as president during his 4 years, lack of focusing on police brutality, or checking Biden for the fact that Biden was part of the Clinton three strikes you're out law, why aren't Republicans checking the gospel, basically speaking, gospel preaching, God pushing, scripture speaking, president who didn't live like the Bible said. I mean, crotch grabbing women saying that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, if you get on preachers, then how can I, as a Republican who checks out President Barack Obama or Democratic leadership or even preachers, if I can't check my own party leader? 16-foot step ladder, I'm basically done on that one. I'm glad you all tuned in. My thing is, why not leave out on this? Have an excellent evening. Catch you all at some of the events. Thank you, ECD. Hey, might as well send this one on through.
Al Gordon. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going.
got the sessions of job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who we're from, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask in my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.